listener production.
Hey, it's Lizzie Weiger with you. Verbal evidence in the case of R versus Rajwinder Singh will be heard by a judge in the Cairns Supreme Court today. Mr. Singh is due to stand trial for the murder of Toya Cordingley, who was found deceased on Wangetti Beach in October 2018. The hearing will take place today and tomorrow and precedes the trial listed to commence on July 22. Medical trainees are suffering bullying at alarming rates, with other doctors and patients identified as the perpetrators. Recent Australian Health Practitioner Regulation Agency data shows 26% of surveyed women reported being abused at work, compared to 16% of males. AMA Queensland President Dr. Maria Bolton says women had the second highest rates, with trainees who identify as non-binary recording the most cases of bullying, harassment and discrimination.
The abuse harassment comes from all different areas, from other healthcare workers and also patients. And this is really not acceptable. People have a right to a safe workplace.
And an e-petition to save the Mosman Mill has received around 5,000 signatures. Queenslanders far and wide are urging the state government to preserve the local sugar mill, stressing the need for a means to crush this season's crops. Cane Growers claims the potential collapse of the Mosman Mill will devastate far northern agriculture, employment and local businesses. The e-petition closed yesterday. Taking a look at local sport in round three of the AFL Men's Senior Comp, the Port Douglas Crocs came out on top, winning 117 points to 23 against the Bulldogs. Around the grounds, Cairns Saints took the win against the Monunda Hawks, 74 points to 56, and the South Cairns Cutters won by 7 points against the Tigers, 92 points to 85, earning them top spot on the leaderboard.